This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 2nd. Today's Bible words, we have two verses, Jeremiah 32:17 and Jeremiah 32:27. Let me read both verses. The first one, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Jeremiah 32:27 says, God says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? End of quote. The Lord God is the God of all humanity. He is not the God of one region, one nation, or just one group of people. God is the God of all, and He created all by His great power. Bible says in the book of Acts 17:26, from one man God made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And He even marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. End of quote. You and I can get to know this one God personally, who is the God of all, from the pages of the Bible. Beloved, He is the God who have made the heavens and the earth by His high power and outstretched arm. When we look up to the sky, it declares God's glory and it proclaims the work of His hand. They do not speak or say a single word. However, they testify to all the people the power of God every day. The book of Psalms 19. For the God who created all from nothing, is anything too hard for Him? The answer is no. There is nothing too hard for Him. The Lord asked Abraham also the same question in Genesis 18:4. The Lord asked, is anything too hard for the Lord? End of quote. Many times, beloved, we do not go to God in heaven in prayer, who created all with His power. Bible says God wants to hear our prayers and He wants to bless us as we pray to Him. The Bible says in James 4 verse 2c, yet you do not have what you want because you don't ask God for it. End of quote. It simply means you don't have what you want just because you don't pray for it. When we go to our Father in heaven and submit our needs to Him, sometimes He surprises us by answering immediately. Sometimes He may say, wait. And in some other times, His answer may be a definite no. However, we do get an answer from Him for our prayers. Bible says, and when we pray to God, we must pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the Savior of the whole world, who saved us from our sins. In and through the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, we can confidently come to God and pray to God in heaven. Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and humanity because He came to this earth, died and rose again for your sins and my sins. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let us go to the Lord in prayer with our small and big needs. The God of the Bible is a God who does miracles and wonderful things in our lives based on our prayers. When we pray, we should also remember that He knows what is best for us. There is a reason why He sometimes says no to our prayers. The reason is that God sees the end from the very beginning. What you wish and pray may not be good for you in the future. It may be attractive to you now. However, later, it may become bitter for you. He sometimes says to wait because God wants you to come back to Him in prayer again. And through the process of talking and praying to the Lord, He reveals His best plans for your life. His plan may be slightly different from your wish, but on the process of waiting, He would change your heart as well to prepare for His perfectly good plans and purposes. Either way, we can be confident that nothing is too hard for the Lord, and He will listen to our prayers when we pray. We can trust God's heart 100% as we pray to Him. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I come to you in prayer. I believe you are the God of all humankind. and you are the Creator God who is all-powerful. I believe your Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth, died, buried, and rose again for my sins and shortcomings. I know He paid it all for my place, in my place. Lord, please save me now. Please forgive my sins. I bring my needs to your throne room in heaven now. Go ahead and say to the Lord your request now. I will give you a few seconds. Lord, thank you for hearing my prayer. I know you heard my prayer. Thank you for saving me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.